Track 6. ITV's art editor, Nina Nanar, tells us about the honour she felt of being made a Doctor of Letters. And as she's currently on the other side of the world, I shall read you her piece. I wish I'd studied history. My daughter is doing it at university alongside Spanish, and I love to talk to her about the periods of time she is analysing. I've recently done a story at work at ITV News about the BBC drama King and Conqueror, starring James Norton and Nicolas Costa-Valdo. It tells the story of the events that led up to that most famous date in British history, 1066 and the Battle of Hastings, that saw King Harold of Wessex killed and William the Conqueror taking the throne. As I did my research, I was amazed by how much I didn't know. There are figures in the story who barely get a mention in the school curriculum. Queen Emma, anyone? She was a formidable survivor. But the focus of the story has always been Harold and William. History is often written by men, and historical events vary according to who is writing them. I visited the British Library, which is preparing to host a landmark exhibition in 2027 to mark the millennium of the birth of William the Conqueror. There, they hold some exquisite manuscripts from the time that have survived. The colours on the pages are extremely vibrant, and accounts of 1066 vary according to whether the book has a Norman or an English perspective. I must admit, my first interest in this period came from the TV drama The Last Kingdom, which we devoured during lockdown. It deals with the early medieval era when the Vikings were invading and settling and the Anglo-Saxon lords were fighting to survive. I found it all utterly fascinating, so when the chance came to interview the cast of King and Conqueror, I jumped at the opportunity. James Norton, also one of the executive producers, said it was a project he'd been planning for 6 or 7 years. Fortunately, he has come with the announcement that the Bayeux Tapestry is being loaned to the UK. It is due to arrive at the British Museum next year and could be the biggest blockbuster exhibition ever staged in the country. And the utterly magnificent Norwich Castle has reopened after a massive refurbishment. One of the most beautiful and important Norman castles ever built, and it's right here in Norwich and open for us all to see. Capturing history from those who experienced events of the past has never been more important. Living survivors of our world wars are few and far between. That is why it is particularly gratifying to me that my daughter has been recording my mum's accounts of growing up in India pre- and post-partition. It was something I had been doing because my mum loves to tell us about life in the village in northern India, and I was delighted that one day my daughter, who was then only 12, had followed suit and was quietly sitting with her grandmother asking questions and recording the whole thing. They have covered everything in their chats, what it was like growing up in the village in Punjab, the daughter of a man who worked for the British Army, how she was taught to cook and make clothes, how she tended the buffaloes, went to the village school, leaving at 14, and her eventual marriage to a man she only met on her wedding day. To be able to talk to someone who was, as a child, experienced partition in 1947, when India got its independence and the Muslim leaders of my mother's community had to move west to the new country of Pakistan. My mum has told us about individuals in the surrounding villages, of the violence that ensued, and of a country that would be changed forever once the British left. It is enriching to know about these things, to understand where you are from, of the struggles and sacrifices those who have gone before have experienced to allow us to live the life we can live now. Modern technology means that we are assaulted with information non-stop. Not all of it is accurate, so these first-hand accounts have taken on a new significance. My mum, whose memory is fading when it comes to things that have happened very recently, can recall everything from the distant past. What they are both doing is extremely important beyond some together time between granddaughter and her nanny G. They are ensuring that these stories will live way beyond our time on Earth. History like this is precious.